First year in Nida, Tezayin Adar, Hitav Shalom, Tess, March 15, 1979, on Thursday.
What does he mean? The sheet of the Rashi means that there is a loche of Zochin, Baal Kolche of Dere. There is a loche of Zochin, Baal Kolche of Dere. Inasmuch as the Shicho can take effect, Baal Kolche of Dere. So in the Mele, he can be Zakir Shtar Shicho, Baal Kolche of Dere too. Baal Kolche of Dere too. So the question is, so why does he have to resort to another town? V'yei, he says, shall he rabbi ibid le'abde, v'yei mafsik ritzei nafshei ba'akshushi salevet, u'gdei lo mizomu, tu la'ato shiro v'ad nipochens, sheilei, kidei shall he ze mafsik ba'akshushi salze. Why does he have to resort? And what's shaykhas? Over there is a aloche of schus kviye, the chutrin head, but that schus kviye does not apply to a case where each chilek after the chuke does not have a minimum of $1. So the mele, the kami says, but if the shutef who escaped and the other shutef is willing to give him $1, so the mele, he can force him just in the case where it's a hundred long. This order. So then, Reuven could force him to realize the chuke. But here, it's only 6 hours long, this order. But he is willing, he's willing, to give him 4 hours. So the mainly here, this was clear. So watch out, what bearing does it have upon Shichu? Zoch lo nishol in front of Baal Kochel. Now, and why does the Rashbo have to resort? So, as far as this discussion is concerned, why does the Rashbo have to resort to another town? So there is a tshuva in Rabbi Shochon and Seita. In Ein Yitzchok, it's the first tshuva in every tshuva, Shavuos and tshuva Seven Ezer. In Ein Yitzchok, by Rabbi Shochon. So he says something else. He says that most Rishonim Achrei come to Rashbo. So it's that most Rishonim hold that even is chuzgomo, so there is no aloche of zochin balkoch. All the Rishonim says, I mean, that is not conclusive at all in that point. She says, all the Rishonim agree on the theoretical level that if there had been a schus gomo, that without any element of chevo in it, and if it is something that doesn't require das or evet, like shicho, because shicho doesn't require das or evet, so then all the Rishonim would agree that there can be aloche of zochin balkoche in evet. But the reason is why the Rambam and the Rif and all the Rishonim and Tesis, we had the Tesis in it, Tesis is really Kamer Rashbo, so is because they don't consider it as a schus gomo in every way. It's a schus gomo because there is an element of detriment. There's an element of detriment. After all, Rav Meir says, Abdel Echir, so why do the Rabbonim say this as a kashe, and the Rabbonim agree with this fact that Abdul Efker and Michalei, let's take this kashe here. Oh, Vim Tema, Vehodi Koma Rosom, Vokaim Vom Vatet Abdul Efker and Michalei, Minolom Rabbonim Tlit Arab Meya, Vilesli Efker and Michalei, Vieishleim Adumei the Rabbonim Din Michalei Efker. This is the fact that Abdul Efker and Michalei. Elo, hochek abyeget, leslu, lifishu, mishubeto, shusachirim olot, vigotlu, hulu, ischu, shal shecho, mishalakere, abu geya, shen, shubt, achirim olot, lo. So in other words, so Tenitzke says that the people are not agree with this concept of Abdi Bechkeira Michalei, but say that the Abdi Bechkeira Michalei relative to the overwhelming significance of Shir Cheus, so is not to be considered. Is not to be considered. But so Rabbi Shochanan says that the reason is why most Rishonim Achrei Kamer Rashbo is not that they hold that even by schus gomo, so we couldn't say zochin. No, they would all say we that by schus gomo, where das is not required, chicho doesn't require das ever, so we should say zochin. But they hold that chicho is not the schus gomo. Well, on this point, I think that what the Rabbi Shochanan says is not the standard, because from the Rishonim it's mashma that even if it is a schus gomo without any element of detriment, but bal kochei of the beneficiary of so there is no aloha of zochin. Alright. But so he says that the reason, but then Rabbi Shlomo says something else. He says the reason is why the Rashi has to resort to the other time, because the eight shall he rabbi ivi glavde, the mafsit ritzinafshi bakshusi shall have it, bakshusi shall have it. וגדלו מזון ותו עד השיר ואני פה קשים לי כדי שזה מפסיד בקשושי של זה because the Rajbo had a sophic maybe Shecho is not considered this Rajbo so if it's not considered this Rajbo no, so we may lay but the reason is why the Rabbon say is Zohar on the Shoy before no as Deja says because the overwhelming significance of the Chirus more than counterbalances the element of detriment that is involved in Shichur. Shichur. So, Mimele, when can it counterbalance, more than counterbalance, if he doesn't say, I don't want. But if the Eved says, I don't want, then this element of detriment, the Tzadchimu, cannot be ignored. Oh, so Mimele, we shouldn't say Baal Kocho. So he says, even though Shichur is not Yitzchus Gomor, even if you are going to say that Shichur is not Yitzchus Gomor, because there is a certain element of detriment, but still, here, this element of detriment is not to be considered as a Tzadchivo, because by Shichur there is another din. By Shichur, let's say, in other words, what the Rashba is saying, I don't know whether Rabbi Tzolchonon meant that, all that, but he could have meant it. So by Shichu, suppose now Shichu there is a loche that is Balkoch, because lo lo misha, just as Geirish doesn't require das or isha, so Shichu Eve doesn't require das or Eve. But suppose we would have a case where the das or eved would be required. Suppose we would have a case where the das or eved would be required. So then, now we can visualize such a case. Now the Gemara says we can be get isha that cause I forget we mostly be say chatzero. Because of Hoshtamatone Olov, and Chotzea, so then, we know some Hoshtamatone Olov, so then the issue is Migoreshis. The issue is Migoreshis. Because Kito Vechatzeo is Boim Lokert. Now, it's if the husband voting it. And then he put that gift in his Chotzea. And then he wrote Hoshtamatone and Chotzea. And Karka is Nikles Bishtar. And then he gave the Hoshtamatone to the issue. Even though he didn't give the get miyada baal yada isho, so the issue is migrashis. Because kito b'chatzeiro is boy kokeachot, so it's like an isine. It's like an isine. Now, so this kind of geirashim, so I mean, the Ksei said it in the Raposhet, I mean, so that requires the as of the isho, because there is exeras akoso that the isho can be migrashis, when he gives her the get, when she has to become the get, so maybe the isha can acquire the get in Baal Kocho. All right, according to the Ktzei, so the reason is why she can be engaged in Baal Kocho, because she doesn't even have to acquire title in the paper. But even if we say not like the Ktzei, so there's the Zerasakosu of Gerash, of Yishuv Chomidei say, that she acquires title in the paper, in the parchment, anyway, even if she doesn't want to acquire title. But that's only Shayach, if the Gerashin takes effect by the husband giving the get. But if there is no Nisine, and the Nisine has to be supplied by, has to be constituted by the Haknoi of the Sode, for the Aloche, of Gito Vachatero, Boimoke Echot. So, in order that it should be considered that the Baal handed over the get to the Isha, so the Isha must be Kene the Chotzer. How can the Isha begin the Chotzer? By accepting the Shtamatone. But Baal Kocho, if she doesn't want to accept the Shtamatone of the Chotzer, so maybe she cannot become the Chotzer. If she cannot become the Chotzer, so maybe she cannot be gracious. So in such a case, by Gerashin too, we require dasim. And the same thing would be true of let's say of shlashir. Let's say suppose the odin wrote ishtar shichur and he put it in his chotzer, and then he wrote ishtar matone on the chotzer, and then he wants the eved to be yitzel chayus for the halacha of gito b'chatzir or boi lokeachot, of gito b'chatzir or boi lokeachot. And suppose the eved does not want to be yitzel chayus and he doesn't want to be zeiche in the chotzer either. So then, according to the Rashba, the Odin can be kafe. The Odin can be kafe the Eved to be Yitzel Chayus and to be Mikabel the Shlamatone Achei Baritzan. Now, we have a halacha that certain situations, so best is kafe the Baal to be Migamish Sishti. Let's say if the Baal has a contagious disease, he's Mikesh Chay. So the halacha is, and the Baal doesn't want to divorce his wife. So the halacha is, the Gemara says, that best escape. That best escape. So, but Gerushin requires das abal. So the answer is, keifin is yachim areitzani. So then there is das. So there is das. Now, so in the case, when an obu, in any case, where das or eved would be required for the shichur, so the odin has his chus to be keifin eved. To be mischatze, to be mikabel the shtashet. So in other words, he can even use force to be keifre, the eved, that he should say reitzan. Why? Because he has a kinyan, a baal can never force an isha to be mischatze, to be mikabel the shtashet. He cannot force her. The halacha is that in a Torah he doesn't require das or isha. But in any situation where das or isha is required, so the baal has no right to use force to be given the isha to be misratze. Let's say he put a get in his chotzer and then he wrote ishtamatone on the chotzer, and then the isha doesn't want to be mikabel the ishtamatone mimele because she doesn't want to be migrashes. So the baal has no right to force the wife to be misratze. Mashen came by ishtashicho. So if the odin wants to be given the eved to be misratze for shichur, achiyim aritzani, he has a right to do it. Why? Because just as an eved can force an eved, just as an odin can force an eved to work for him. It's halacha. I mean that an odin can force an eved to work for him. I mean the machlekes is whether yochel arav lima leved asidim in his uncle. If he doesn't support him, whether he can force him. But if he does support him, so it's a double poshut that an odin can force an eved to work for him. So why? Because he has a kinyan momen in the eved. So the mele, on account of the kinyan momen, he has the eved, so he can force an eved to be mekabel ishtar shichur for him. So he can force him until he says reitzani. He can use force mamish to until the eved will say reitzani. So he mentions a raya. How do we know that an eved, on account of the kinyan moment, he has in the eved, can force the eved to be mikabel shtar shichur? So he says, we see that there is a halacha that by shutri, where each shutev only has a half of the sodom. So as long as he wants to do something that is advantageous to the other shutev. Now let's say, if the whole sodom is 6 amas, so then he cannot force him to realize, to submit to Yechluke, so that each one will have less than 10 amas. That he cannot do. But if the Tanakami says, if he is willing to give the other shute 4 amas, and he wants to accept 2 amas, then he can force him. In other words, Ben Zvi will use force against if Reuven demands that. So Ben Zvi will be marked the other shute that he should say reitzani. Why does he have that source? The answer is because he is a shute. He has title in that sort of thing. So the mele, if he demands something that is completely advantageous to the other shute, If he is willing to give the other shutev, the better is 4 ames, and he wants to take 2 ames. So on account of the fact that he is abiding in that tzaddik, even though he is not the exclusive buyer of that tzaddik, so he can force the other shutev that he should submit to Yechluke. He should submit to Yechluke to acquire the 4 ames. Why? Because he has ownership in the tzaddik. So he can force the other shutev, who also has ownership, to submit to Yechluke, to submit to Yischiye, as long as it is advantageous and not detrimental in any way to the other shutev. And even Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Ruvin cannot wash him. Why? Because there is an element of detriment. So that's the reason as to why he cannot force him. But if there had been the detriment of Sinim HaTorah Siyachyeh, then Rav Shimon Gamliel would also agree that he can force the other shutev. How can he force the other shutev? Use force against the other shutev to submit to Yechluke. So the answer is, that is chus of bias. That if a person is a bias in something, so if he's willing to give it away to the other one, and as long as there is no detriment to the other one, so he has his chus kviyeh to force the other one to submit to Sriyeh. So lachas kamo v'chamo here, where David right now has no chilek in himself. Who has full title in the Eved Oden? And the Oden wants to force the Eved to submit to Yischiyeh in something that he has exclusive title. So it's a kalachemo of logic. If in the case of a Sode that has only 6 ames, where Shimon also has title in it, but Reuben has title together with Shimon, so Reuben can force Shimon because of the ownership he has in that tzaddik. He can force the co-owner to submit to Yischiyeh. That is completely advantageous to Shimon, even though Shimon doesn't want. He can be keeping until he says, Reitzani. So lachas kamo v'chamo, in case of an Eved, where the Oden has full and exclusive title, and the Eved has no title in himself right now, and the Oden wants that the Eved should submit to Yischiyeh. So it's clear that it has his chus of being kafir to submit, to be kafir David, to submit to Sriyeh. Just as over there, Reuben can be kafir, the Shimon, who also has title in the Sodeh, to submit to Sriyeh, that is completely advantageous. So Mimele, so why does he have to resort to it? So Mimele, so according to Rabbi Yitzchak Chonon's pshat, because take because the Rashbo had this topic. Maybe Shichu is not his chus gomor. Maybe Shichu is not his chus gomor. And if it's not his chus gomor, so Memele, if he says, and the only reason why it's considered as his chus is because from the point of view of every reasonable person, so the chus elements of Shichu are overwhelmingly more significant and weighty than the detriment element. So that's why it's considered schus. But if he says, I don't want, so mimele, it's not even considered a schus. So mimele, we cannot say, zochmo v'shol b'fono. So the Rashbo says, even if we say that Shichu is not his chus gomor, but in view of the fact that he has a kinyan mamei, that the Oden has a kinyan mamei in the Eved, in the Oden, so the Mele, he has his chus to be kefe, the Eved to be misratze, to be Ezra. Now, if he has his chus to be kefe, the Eved to be misratze, to be Ezra, so the Mele, this element of detriment is not considered an element of detriment. Because he has his chus. He has his chus to be kafir the Eved, to be misratzeh. So he doesn't even have to use force. So in other words, if he wanted to hit the Eved, in order that the Eved should say reitzani, he could do it already. He wouldn't be even the love of the Yisif Akensi. So Mimela, he doesn't even have to use force. So since he has his chus to be kaved eved, to say reitzani, to be misrate in shichur, so Mimela, this element of detriment, this element of detriment represented by the fact of the of avdevev kaved nichalei, so cannot be considered as zatchayvo, because he has his chus to be kaved eved, to say reitzani, and not to be nichalev kaved. So Mimela, this element of chaybo is not to be considered as a something. This is what the Rashi says. Alright. Now, the next Mishnah. Ha'ime at nu geze l'ishti, shtashichu ze l'avdi, umeiz, lo yidnu l'achamisi. Nu mono l'ishpleini, umeiz, yidnu l'achamisi. So Rashi says, Hoyim at nu gedel ishti, gasin on masnisi, veli gasin on tein, shalim mos rom liyat shliach b'chayim. Lifichoch, luinech likul chachomim bigogo, leima, shemisho, rishenu, zocho li hashliach li'ebed, liyis mishuchher. Liyis mishuchher. So, Rashi was bothered by Kash. Why is it that the Mishnah says that when a person gets shtashich uzal avdi, umes liyitlachamise, true that in shicholachamise. But the Mishnah before said that according to Chachomim, shichol is a schus, and ten is kisri. So mele, the moment that Odin said, nu getzel ish, amishtashich uzal avdi, nu shtashich uzal avdi. So at that time, the one who accepted the shtashichu from the Odin, he became the shliach mikabole on behalf of David. And David was Yitzhak Chirus. So what do we care that an hour later, the Odin died? He was Yitzhak Chirus while the Odin was alive. This is the kasha that bothered Rashi. So Mela Rashi says, so hey Mela, nu gezel nishti gasinon, mas nisibloi gasinon ten. שלמוס רום יצלי אבחיי ויפיקוח לו נח לו כוח חום מגבולימה שמשור ושינו זוכר יצלי אחרי ילד ניס משוחר if we are given a stand that means the get is already executed, the get is written and signed already, and what is lacking just the missing. So the mele, if the Odin says to, let's say, to Ruven, ten shtashichu zel avdi and ten is kisri, so in effect the Odin is telling Ruven that he should be a shliach mikabole, he should be zeich in the shichu, in the shtashichu, on behalf of David. So at that moment he's yitzel chiru David. So if an hour later, or half an hour later, the Odin dies, it doesn't matter, because he was already yitzel chiru in the lifetime of them. But here the deal says, nu shtashichu zel avdi. What it means to, the get wasn't even written yet. So it's not shayach to say that he should be zeiche for the event. So that's why, then, if he died before the get reached the hands of the event, so immediately it's loyit lachamise. Oh, loyit lachamise. Vikite lo yehave ademot el yode. Vichimot el yode homis lei mishachel. Upokale vishuse. Upokale vishuse. So the reason is why he cannot give lachamise, because he's not in the reshus of the Odin anymore. He's not in the reshus of the Odin anymore. He's in the reshus of the Yoshin of the Odin. Alright. Nu, mono dishkleini umeiz, is it lachamise. Now, Omar Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel, v'amar se mishmei d'ra, v'yihu sheziburin umonoche v'keren zovies. When the Mishnah says, nu mono dishkleini umeiz, it lachamise, reference to the case where that money is lying, let's say, in a certain spot. It doesn't have to be dafki kiyar, it's obvious. In other words, that the thing is bien. And he says, in respect to a specific object, he says, nu ishlein. Then, if he's maize, is it lahamis. May I ask you, he will be boring. So, it's a bull in my heart. Now, by Shrib Merah, there is a special takonah of Tiv Shrib Merah, Kipsur Sundam. So even without him, Isaac and his Kane, Bidibo Baume, title changes. But by Bibori, there is no aloche that Babir Baume, one should be able to acquire title. So only the Zeche makes a Maisa Kinyan. So the question is, if the Mishnah has reference to Ibori, so even if the money happens to be lying, becomes obvious, so why is the plaintiff Kinyan? But there was no Kinyan, just Dibo Baalme. And Dibo Baalme is no Kinyan. He keeps Tzibur Mahan, only Moshach, there is no Mishnah. Velo Bishrimra. So there is a special halacha of the Shriv Makasum Sundam here. It doesn't require Maizakin. But Mira Baalme, one can acquire title. So Mayir Yitziburin, Kein Tziburin Ame, the Oma, Do Kainon, the Divri Shriv Makasum Sundam here. So even if it's not Tziburin, Umenochen Dome. Suppose, Shimon borrowed $1,000. Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruben. Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Reuven is the Malve. Shimon is the Levi. And Reuven said, is Shrivmara, is Nigalonus. And then Reuven said that $1,000 that Shimon has to give him, he should give it to Levi. So even if it's not Zibur Menachem, even if it's a Milve, not the Mikon, we should still apply the Aloche of Divrei Shrivmara, Yechzuvim, Rechzuvim, Dami. Kevelo bishrim ra maya yetziburin kein tziburin ame lo kam yidu shrim kisum sum dam omar Rav Zvi leilom bibor. So according to Rav Zvi, the Mishnah is reference to a bori. Oh, so you ask, if it's a bori, so even if it's a bori menochim, but there was no mishicha by the plane, no maise kinyan, why is it lachamise? Why is it lachamise? How did the plane acquire title in that money that is suburim unochim? Leilom ibori. Rav Unei, Omar Rav, Mone libiot chotne, we will play in Mamech Loshin kone. So there is a special takone of Mamech Loshin. What does it mean, Mamech Loshin? The matki, the nifket, and the mikabel. So if Ruvein deposited, let's say, a golden watch, let's say, with Shimon, and then he wants to give it, so Ruvein is a matki, Shimon is a nifket, and he wants to give away that golden watch to Levi, and the three of them are standing in the same room, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven says to Shimon, the golden watch that I deposited with you, over which you are a shamer, I want you to give it to Levi. So immediately Levi acquires title in the golden watch, even though Levi didn't do any Maizakin yet. So that, and according to Rav Zvi, the takone of my mitzvoshin applies only to Pikon, but it doesn't apply to Milve. Let's say if Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Reuven is a Malve, Shimon is a Levi. And Reuven wants that this $1,000 that Shimon owes him, he should pay, instead of paying him, he should pay Levi. And if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi happen to be in the same room, and Reuven says to Shimon, in the presence of Levi, the $1,000 that you owe me, you pay it to Levi, so Levi doesn't acquire title over this $1,000 debt. Levi cannot collect the $1,000 from Shimon, because the takone of my mitzvoshin, according to Rav Zvi, applies only to Pikon. It doesn't apply to Milve. Leilo mi boy, Rav Pop, this is how Rav Zvi applies the Mishnah. Rav Pop omar leilo mi shriv mera, uchidin od Rav, zomar Rav, shriv mera shomar tu mona plain, mechosai, mona ze neisim, mona stame neisim, chai shino shema mona kovu koma. Es shema mona kovu koma. Vihil chesel ikpur ali chai shino. So Rav Pop emai tag me lo omar Rav Zvi. Why does he apply it to Shrimra? Why can't he explain the Mishnah like Rav Zvi? Mimele it could apply to Ibori as well. Rav Pope, like I'm not Rav Zvi, Kosova Rav Pope, Kiyom Arav, Loishli Mil, Loishli Bikon. Because if we explain the Mishnah like Rav Zvi, so Mimele, and Rav says that this din of the Mishnah applies only to a case of Zibur Menoch, that means Bikon, not Milve. So then it follows from the Mishnah, together with Rav's memory, that the Aloch of Mamech Loshin applies only to Bikon, not to Milve. And Rav Pope holds that the Lakone of Mamech Loshin applies to Milve also. So the Mele, he cannot explain the Mishnah like Rav Zvi, he must explain it, he must apply the Mishnah to Ish Rivra. Right. So that means we have a machlokes between Rav Kook and Rav Zmid as to whether the halacha of Manu Shloshti applies only to Pikodin or it applies to Milve as well. So according to Rav Zmid, it applies only to Pikodin. It doesn't apply to Milve. According to Rav Pope, it applies to Milve as well. Rav Zmid, my time alone at Rav Pope. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Zvi did not apply the Mishnah, that the Mishnah, while Rav Pope, because the Sukme must listen to Shri Mera, Mimai Mediktoni, Ho Eime, Ho Eime, Nu Gezer Ish, Nishtashi Chozer Avi, Umeis Lit Lachamis, Taim Medi Meis, Ho Mechaim Neis, Taim Medo Matlu, Ho Lo Matlu, Is in Eisni, Shrimra, if the Mishnah refers to Shrimra, I will have Loma to listen. The number of Shino Yemrin, Hayate the Kule Avioma, Kis will get leashed, I will hear to read to Hosolema, I'm for Hayate Mishayore, Rapshin Sureimir, Afam Sukon. Maskul Ravashe, what kind of a guy is it? Ma Mabel on the Maslis Rapshin and Suri, Vium Rabon, some male Ravashe is saying that we could explain. That we could explain the Mishnah, it could apply the Mishnah to Shrimra also. Now the Rashi. Who should support the money to the Mishnah? The Mishnah is not a good thing. 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 The Mishnah is לא ישנה במילווה, ואף אגב הוא יצוי נקנו, ואין לבין, נלקח לבינו ציבורי, אם מה משלוש דרומה אלה מסליסים, תאי מנימץ, הוא דוית, ואיגד לך המיסה, הוא מחיים נאיס, ומצאו לו סורים מלוחבי, ותאי מדו מתנו, כלום עבוד ידקין הוא מחיים נאיס, ותאי מדו מקור התנו, כתו את מגזר לישת, הוא לא מתנו, אלו כיסבו להוותו לתאי מנימסים, מסליסים, תאי מנימסים, תאי מנימסים, תאי מנימסים, תאי מנימסים, עד אלה נתנו בלכותו נאוי לכיס וגט להשתיל מסלית לחמיסה שמע מנו דינו מרוכה אף מחיים למה לא יבינו להם ואם ישחיל מרב אגב לא יומתנו על כיס ו יבינו כרבשים אין זו הייתי מכל על הורג ולא כיס וגט להשתיל ולסדרוק את היום הרי ליכתו ויתנו למתך שהוא בואו למב שלגום עלי מנסה ומי הוא כיס ונתנו הלדייתי מה שאין כן, if he's not a shrim, right, he's a bore, if his intention had been kiss who it knew, he should say it. But if he's sick, so, because he's born on Nafshe, so that's the reason as to why he didn't slow down. I'm for it, but it's Mishayor and Midba, Afam Stukan Shrim. Now let's see the cases. For him, at Nuget, he got seen on 10 gets Asim as this in Kremeya. That. Now, there is a stir between two rashes. The cases pointed out that. That test on the base. So here Rashi says that we are gay race. No, that means the get was not the shtashichu, was not the siyat executor. So maybe it's not shayach to say ten kisri. So, but Rashi daftes when he mentions this mishnah. When he mentions this mishnah. ואפילו רבו לדם ושוב נעבוד משרושו ויזוח מאוד שלו בפונו נעיד לא אוכל זוכה ואיזו ללמוד שלו מן הבי ימיד רבו נעון יכול כמה ללמוד תגידו יודי לא יחד מישהו אחר יחיל דימי סקוטים שו לה ושיחו נשיחו ונפנו נשוס מיני וחיו עלי ושוס יאושים וחיו עלי ושוס יאושים So Rashi says Rashi himself has the same kasha that he raises in the Mishnah and he says, so why do we say Yitla Hamise Baten Kisri? So he's Yitzel Echeos. He was Yitzel Echeos. The moment when he said 10, the moment he said, so Rashi says that we have to do this new. In other words, the Shtashicho is not there yet. It wasn't written yet. But here Rashi says something else, like the Rif in the Rambam, that even though 10 is Kisri, but he's not Yitzel Echeos until they ever get it. But the effect of Tenki Sri is only that the Odin can have the Chizah. So merely if the Odin died, even though the Odin can have the Chizah, but if he died, in view of the fact that the Eved can only be Yitzhak Heus upon his receipt of the Shlach Shichur, and the Odin died, so merely the Shichur is never realized. So merely lo Yitlu Lachamis. So there is a steer. So Teisa says, V'Rashi Ba'atzmi Cholabe, Shepiris Lekama Al-Mishni Zud, Do'im Ha'plug Asinam. ולגעסינון תן גזה של מוס על יד השליח בחיים לפיכוך לנך לחכון בדובו לאימא שמישור ושינו זוך להשליח לדים שלך. There is a way of answering this discussion, of reconciling the apparent theory. Now, when we learn the Gemara, that few dollars from the base, in explaining the Havanino of Ravune deduced at first from this Mishnah that Atit is about him, Mokish Havachirin, is Loi Kone. I mean, Atit Achiru Ash Havachirin is Kone. So Ravune deduced from the Mishnah Shmamin Amid Rabbonon, Atit Achiru Mokish Havachirin, Atit Achiru Kone. Atit Achiru Kone. So the Gemara said, no, Atit Achiru Mokish Havachirin is Loi Kone. But the reason is why you cannot be Chizal is because Tenkis. Now, so the question is, what was the Havamina of Ravune? So we explain thesis, that according to Ravune, when the Mishnah says in Yochel Arzeya, it's not on the basis of Tenkisri, it's not on the basis of Tenkisri, but it's on the basis of Tefes of Balchei, is gone. But it's not that David is Yitzhak Lechemus, he called it Rabbi. So Taisa says, so in other words, according to Taisa's Pshat, Shalibid Ravune, Pshat in the Mishnah of Yochel Arzeir, is similar to the Rish Rivshit, except that according to the Rish, it's the Alimemes, Alimaskon of the Lord, that even if we say Tenki Sri, so it means that it's like a Shliach Levoi, it's Tenki Sri. But it's not Sri Mamish. But according to Taisa, it's a little bit Maskon of the Gemara, if we say Tenki Sri, it means he becomes a Shliach Lekabore. But in the Havamin of the Gemara, Taisa, according to Ravune's understanding of the Mishneh, so the Mishneh was only saying that the Odin cannot be Chizah. That the Odin cannot be Chizah. But then, according to Maskon of the Gemara, a little bit of Echanet, so the Pshat in the Mishneh in Yochel Arzer is not that he cannot be Chizah. Why can't he be Chizah? Because he's Yitzhak Lechemus in Yidu. So Memele, you can answer the Stire in between the two Rashis. Because this is Yidu Yidua. That Rashi many times, when Rashi explains a certain Mishnah, when there is a Havamine and the Maskone in the Gemara, so many times in Shas, Rashi is disposed to explain the Mishnah in accordance with the Havamine of the Gemara. Why Rashi does it is another question. But this is the derech of Rashi. Many times when the Havamin of the Gemara explains a certain Mishnah one way, and then the Maskon of the Gemara is that the Pshat in the Mishnah is the other way. So Rashi, I'm the Mishnah, he'll explain the Mishnah in accordance with the Havamin of the Gemara. So Mele, here Rashi explains the Mishnah when Rashi says that when the Rabbonim say the Mishnah, that lo yarzeir, it only means that he cannot be chizik. But he's not Yitzhak Lechelus until it reaches the hands of the Eved. So Mimele, and this is in accordance with the Havamin of Ravune. So here in Gemara Daf Tes, Rashi explains the Mishnah a little bit Ravune. But here, he explains it a little bit Eved. I mean, so you ask, how is it that over there he explains it a little bit Havamin of Ravune, and here, in this Mishnah, so he doesn't explain it, because this Mishnah doesn't tell us that thing, you see. So only the other Mishnah tells us that thing. So Memele, here he wants to explain this Mishnah with Emes. Because so it'll be difficult. So the Meila, he says that we have to be Geves. No. But over there, Rashi is trying to explain it according to Avune. So according to Avune, we don't have to say that the Girsa is no, and that the Mishnah has reference to it, and that this Mishnah has reference to a case, where the get is not written. Alright. Anyway, case says, he does not ten get there. As he must listen to Meila. אין נאמע אפילו קרבון וכיגן שימייס את יד היד אלו מראו ליום צד הליפנה והוא לנות ליד אחת ניסה אין נאמע נות ללאותר ואפילו הוכל לזוכו אוהבת ונאים עד לאחר נותן כסחי אלו כשמייס אל השיח מיד ליד והשמיר ממה ידרו כזה דאב וגב שעד יד בן וראו לנוס את מישור שריסאים שליח ויוס לא כל כך מחיים אפילו הוכל ליגמור אדוב הולך המיסה then get lachamise. So in other words, so what does Teisa say? What does Teisa say? That Vashmino b'mayim lo kadze, the aval di af sha'aget b'en, in other words, that the get is already written and signed, everything, and behold, in osen, v'shom shem seyo shliyah, v'husro kol kach mechayim, that it was written and signed in the lifetime of Dodin, after the hochel yigmar adov lachamise, then get lachamise. In other words, that's a chiddush. In other words, one could argue that maybe we only say ein get lachamise, shtashichu lachamise, in the case where the shtashichu was not written in the lifetime of the Odin. But if the shtashichu was written and signed in the lifetime of the Odin, but it wasn't Nimsav in the lifetime of God. So then we can give him Lachamise to. How could anyone conceive of such an unreasonable sword? Now, the reason is why we cannot give Lachamise, because he was not Mishucha yet in the lifetime. The Eve was not Yitzhakim was in the lifetime of God. So what difference does it make? Well, the get was written and signed, though it was not even written and signed. It goes without saying that the Eved is only Yitzhak Heroes after the Messiah. But until the Shtashiko is Nimsa to the Eved is not Yitzhak Heroes. So why should it occur to our minds, even for one moment, that only if it wasn't written and signed in the lifetime of God, then we cannot give it to the Eved. Lacham is a song. But if it was written and signed in the lifetime of the Odin, but it was not Nimsan lifetime of the Odin, then we can give it to the Eved Lachamise Sod. But inasmuch as the Shicho did not take effect yet, so what avail will be the Mesiras Ashtar Shicho to the Eved after the death of the Odin? So, it, obviously the Pshat in Tetzvah is on the basis of the Halacha of Edom Bichsum and Zochle. Now, Abaye says Edom Bichsum and Zochle is a matter of fact from the Tam. They are many of the Shemim from the Tam. The Upaskin like Abaye, that Edom Bichsum and Zochle. And Tesis in Shneimorzin says, and it's mashma from the Gemore, in Shneimorzin itself it's mashma that way. That according to Rabbanan of Remeyer, that Shichu is Yisruz, so according to Abaye, the Aloch of Edom Bichsum and Zochle applies to Shtar Shichu's. That means that if the Odin, let's say, wrote an Alabinist, he executed Ishtar Shichu, and they even signed it an Alabinist, and then the Odin kept Ishtar Shichu in his pocket for 6 months, and then he was made, say, the Ishtar Shichu to the Eved in Tishrei 6 months later. So then, Sakon Tabaye, which we say in Ustum Zochmei, once the Ishtar Shichu, once the Shtar Shichu is Nimsa to the Eved, so then it has retroactive effect, and then we say that the Eved was Yitzhak Heiru as of the signing by the Eved, because he got the Summa Tlachon. But and shtau voye to the malve. So then, if ultimately the shtau is nimsa to the malve, to the mikavel, to the eved, so then it is, the kinyan is effective as of the time of the signing by the eved. But if there is no ultimate misire, so then there is no aloche of eved. Some of Zohmai, I mean, this is not a portion, but the Gemara spells it out in Shlai Mosin. So Menele, one could argue with good logic, one could argue that when do we say Shtar Shichu Zelavdi Umeis Vidlachamise, if in the lifetime of Jordan it wasn't even signed, but if in the lifetime of Jordan it was written and signed, except that they had no opportunity to give it to them, in the lifetime of Jordan. So Menele, since Abaye says Edu Bursum of Zavalei, but It is contingent upon an ultimate misira to the Eved, that this ultimate misira to the Eved is just like it now. So the Mele, we could be Meisea to the Eved in order to fulfill that now, even though the organ is not alive. So we could argue that way. So Kamashma, no. Because here it's not Aloha of Eidu Basumer Zochlei, is not that the Kinyan takes effect just through the chsime, and the misira is just at night. No, of course the kinyan takes effect through the misira zashta. But if we say idu b'chsime zochlei, so the misira zashta has retroactive effect. So it's not at night on tavali. This is the misira zashta is the thing that affects the kinyan, but it has retroactive effect. So the Mele, if at the time of the Mesira Sashtar, the Rishus Odom was Boka, the Odom is dead already. So the Mele is not shyach to say that the Mesira Sashtar should have retroactive effect. So that's the Chiddush. Abu Lemer Avatam, Legasin of Valze, Dal Kocho, we told them that Maslisim, Rishim Chiddush, Nidai Bidmore Maslisim Bibori, Di Bishrim Ramayo Yetnu, Afro Kisu Name, we told them that Lashim Rishim Chiddush, Afro Mayo Bishrim Ramayo Mema Kisu, Veini Ralei Madu Hachadai, I Bishrim Ra, Havro Le Mister Kisu Get Lishti, Utnu Shta, Utnu Shichu Zelavdi, do kim di tzorich lishan is tu shichu ze, eimu litane lishan lishnois kisu get lishti, ulam rosh. Lo yit lachamis, viko mashmon, de get lachamis, avu gati behed et nam zoi kusho, ze di get lachamis, och is lash minon, di avu gav shemino am garish, vichayo, hashniach lichoshik vieski beise yacham eise, ki ulatz mikayo, elo choshik get lachamis, Now, the Ktzeis is midayik from this lotion in Teisves, the Avon Gav Shebuna Amidarish Bechayot, Hashliach, Luchoshev Nis Kinesi Achameisei, that when someone appoints a Shliach to hand over the get, so then the Shliach is the Midarish. It's a difficult one. Why? Because Teitzu says, Hashminon, the Avot Hashminon, I'm Gavit B'chayo, Hashmiach L'choshim B'nis G'meisi Achamiz. So, it could be, the Pshav and Teitzu could be, in other words, one could argue that way, but commercially it's not like that. The according to says, the Pshav and Teitzu says, that this is true Alibidemis, that when someone appoints a Shliach, so the Migarish is not the Baal, the Shliach is the Migarish. But if the Baal died, so then there is no issues. So that's the reason as to why you cannot give Lachamisi. But not because there is no Migarish. There is a Migarish, the Shliach could be a Migarish. But that there is no issues. It's because the Baal died already. This is how the Ktzeis explains it. But the Pshat and Tesis could be that one could argue that the if he's mimanit the shliach b'chayov, so then the shliach is the migarish, and even if he dies, he can still he can still give hand over the get. But komash will not. Nu mono replayni umeis yitlachamis liman dimei kelo bibori umay mitzloshten. Now I forgot to mention a certain diuk of the Tiras Gittin from the Tesis before. Oim at nu get. Teisu says, "Iga asinon ten get ze asim masnisin keramei adavke. Ina ma afilu kerabon. What he calls the rabbonon, so ten is kisrid. So the Eved should be Eitzel Achilus immediately while the Oden is still alive. Uchigein shenu meizchim yad v'yad. Elu marim leyu mitzav alipne. V'u loy notri yad hachamisi. So then, so then, this basis implies that if the Oden didn't die, even though the Oden did not, was not meizchim, the shtar shichu, to this shliach, miyad miyad, and if he would pick it up before the mise of the Oden, then the Eved would be Yitzhakos. But the question is, even if the Oden didn't die, and the Oden said 10 shtar shichu zelabi, and 10 is kisri. So what does it mean? That the Oden was mimane designated, this shliach, as a shliach, we can only obish, because it's a schuz. Whether shri tam shliches or shri lam tam shliches. But it's like a shliach we can only, even if shri is lam tam shliches. But he acts on behalf, he is zeichel nishtar shichur on behalf of David. But if, now by get, would it be good? By get there is a loche that the get has to be nimsa, miyad abal, yad reisho. So be shleime, if, so then we could say, since there is a yalfuse of lolo mishe, and just as the din of mishmo that the Torah requires kabiget, so it applies to shtashichu also because of the zereshove of lolo mishe, because of law and chufsho leinit law. So the mele da aloche of gitach magavikarke that is possible should also apply to shtashichu, just as it applies to yetisho. So the mele, even if the Oden didn't die, but in view of the fact that the Oden wasn't made seyam yad liyad to the shliach, and the Oden was just marley and tzaver lipnei, and then the Eved picked it up, and the shliach picked it up. Even if the shliach picked it up in the lifetime of the Oden, the Eved shouldn't be yetzer lechibus, because it's l'gitach morabi karake. That's the kasha that the Tiras Gittin raises against the Isves. So the Tiras Gittin says that from this Isves it's mashma that the halacha of Nisin and Yad Liyad that is mentioned in Gabi Get Isho does not apply to Shtashe. It does not apply to Shtashe. But the Amin Rishayim would say that it does apply because there is a Xerashome of Lolo. I mean, all the halacha just as the din of Lishmo that is mentioned, the Torah mentions in connection with Shtar Get, so it applies to Shtar Shecho, so why shouldn't the Aloche of Nisine, Miyad Liyad, that is mentioned by Get Isho, apply to Shtar Shecho? So the Torah says, the Torah says, Yisrael Mikam Beos Hashem. I think that there is no Raya Mechachas, that Torah says Yisrael Mikam Beshita Beos Hashem, by applying a certain Chidesh of the Ktzeis. Now the Ktzeis says, that now, Shtashicho that was written, Shalom Ishmo is possible. So the Tzei says that in view of the fact that the Nod has in the Eved, two Kinyonim, he has a Kinyon Momein and he has a Kinyon Isaiah. So this, all these aloches of Ishmo, of Mechuber being possible in Shtashicho, that applies only to the Kinyon Isaiah. In other words, in order that the Kiyanisa should be poka, in order that the Kiyanisa should be poka from the, in order that the Kiyanisa should be poka from the Eved, so then the Shtar Shicho must be written Lishmo. And if the Shtar Shicho is not written Lishim Od, Lishim Eved, and Lishim Shicho, so then the Kiyanisa is not poka. If, let's say, it's the Chubea, so the Kinyanisa is not poka. But the Kinyan woman can be poka even if the Shtar Shichu is not written Lishmo. Because in so far as the Kinyan woman is concerned, the Ktzei says, so the Shtar Shichu of an Eved has to conform to the requirements of Ishtar Mechire or Ishtar Matone. Is there a loche of Lishmo in Ishtar Matone or Ishtar Mechire? So insofar as the Kinyan moment is concerned, so even if this was not written Lishmo, the Kinyan moment should be poka, because when an Eved, when an Oden is Mishachar the Eved, in effect, he's makne David to David himself. And David himself is like Karke. So just as Karke can be nikne al dishtar, so a David should be able to be nikne. Now, suppose the Odin is makne the David to another one. So he can be nikne al dishtar. That is mentioned in the Feresh. The Gemara mentioned it in the Feresh. So mainly, when he's mishachna the Eved, in effect, he's makna the Eved to the Eved, to himself. So even if it's not Mishmo, the Kiyemom is poka. But then, the Kiyemisav is not poka, so it's like Mafkir Avde. So it's like Mafkir Avde. Now, and there is a certain raya. There is a certain raya to this Chidesh by Alexis Achishi. Because there is a law that the Vetnaini is Yetzel Echeos. And Vetnaini is Yetzel Echeos al the Kesef. We passed like the Tanoim, you say, that Vetnaini is Yetzel Echeos al the Kesef. How is it about Kiyan Sutra? Could the Vetnaini be Yetzel Echeos al the Kiyan Sutra? Let's say, if the Kiyan Sutra is effective, even Pochas Mishal Leput, suppose the Vetnaini will give his Sudah to the Odin, al menashe yetzel b'lecheus, in order that he should be yetzel b'lecheus. So the Rambam says, so says, Kitzel Mishtar, Kitzel Mia Yorla, Heres Aria, Behirin, Aria to Atmecho, or in the Isik Boch, Behirin Kokaritze, the Vinian Zesh, Zeu Gufi Shogetchiko, who makes the Hashtar with Mishnei, Oishu Yedim Husumbe, who mostly Benio Vene, Haris Yotu Heros, Shari Gitim Yodi Boinker, Omalay Shalui Bersa, Aria to Behirin, Aria to Shatmecho, Avot Pishidu all of Edim Bezin. The Avo Pishikon Yodei, there was a king in Sudea, Adayu in Ishtachet, Shinevet Yetzel Echeus, El Bikesef, or Bishtar, or Bosh Ivo. The Raimed is massive. So, in other words, according to the Rambam, so, a Nevet is Yetzel Echeus al Bishtar Shichu, or al Bikesef, but not on the king in Sudea. The Raimed Chit is that a Nevet is Yetzel Echeus al Bikin in Sudea also. Omar Avrom, Dobo Zei in Mechver, Shakin Ariu Kikesef, Mahu Maise Likus min Ashoyach, שאין הלוך יקרב שימן שעד כסף גימא. So, the Raimah Chiti is that the Netanyi is Yitzel Echeus על ידי, על ידי קינסודה. According to the Rambam, is not Yitzel Echeus. Now, the Rach, in that Tzuki in Ashoreach, Shokul Kumse Vishodebo, that Tzuki in Ashoreach, so the Rach says that על ידי קינסודה, the Kiyan Momen is Boka, but the Kiyan Isar is not Boka. And what's the Pshat in the Rach? So, in the Rach, the Rach can be explained in accordance with the oneness of the Tzeis. In other words, that vis-à-vis the Kiyam Momein, so then the Eved is to be treated like Karka. Now, Karka can be Nikne al the Kiyam Sudeh, so why shouldn't the Eved be it? And an Eved can be transferred to another one al the Kiyam Sudeh, so why shouldn't the Kiyam Momein be Poka al the Kiyam Sudeh? Because vis-à-vis the Kiyam Momein, so it's a Aknoye of the Eved. To the Eved! So just that there can be Aknoye from the Odin to another Odin, so there can be Aknoye from the Odin of the Eved to the Eved himself! So that can be affected by Kiyan Sudha. But in order the Kiyan Yisa should be Poka, so that has to take effect through the special Alochas of Shtar Shichu. And the Alochas of Shtar Shichu, so are deduced from the Tisho, Lolo Misho. So Mimele, if it's a Lolo Mishmo, so it cannot take effect. So Mimele, there is no Hecher, there is no conclusive riot from Tesis, such a big Chiddush, that while the Psul of Mishmo and Mechuber, that is written that by the Torah, in connection with the Tisho, applies to Shtar Shichu also, but the aloche of Nisine Miyad Miyad of the Gitamar, the Psul of Nitmar Bekarke, applies only to Gedisho, to Shtar Shichu not. Why should there be a difference between one Psul and another Psul? Monefshech, if there is a exereshome of Kosav law and Chupshol Nit law that applies to Lishmo and to Mechuber, why shouldn't it apply to Gitamar Bekarke? So, So the Tereskin says, those psulim that are in the get itself, like Rishmo and Mechubea, so we have the Alphazim from Chubshul Itmo. But Tlikit HaMakarke is not a psul in the get itself, in the manner in which the get is to be executed. But that's aloha in the Nisine, in the Maisa direction, in the Nisine. So that aloha does not apply to Shnat Shechor. But that's a big chiddush. But the Raya is from the Tesis. Because Tesis says, Uch Geshe Nimeisra Yad Liyad, Elo Mare Olay, Umitzav Olay Lipnei, Vul Menot Lad HaMise. So that's why it's no good. Why? Because the Eved picked it up, Lach HaMise. But the implication being, not the Eved picked it up, Lach HaMise. The Shliach picked it up, Lach HaMise. The implication being that if the Shliach will pick it up from the corner, it was on the table, and he said, Ten Shtar Shechoze, Le'avdi. And then, while the Odin was still alive, he would pick it up from the table, and then after he picked it up from the table, the Odin died, then the Eved would be Eitzel Echeos. But the question is Tlikit HaMakarke? Okay? The answer is, in the case where the Shliach picks it up, Le'acham Nisei of the Odin, so then even the Kenyan moment is not Pukah. Mashiach came in the eve, the Shliach would pick it up from the table while the Odin was still alive, and then the Odin would die, so then the Kenyan moment would be Pukah. And then we would be came for the Yoshi that they should give Ishtar Shicho to the Eved. So there is no Raya. So the Raya that the Tereskin deduces from this thesis that by Shtar Shicho the psu of Nikita Mulam Kamaka doesn't apply is not a conclusive one.
What is the random distinction between
Suder and Hek? Shirnun Hay and Gittin Yutis Ado Hetav Shalom Etes 1979 on Sunday.
Now, we have a machlekes between Rav Zvi and Rav Popek as to the kimte of this mission. According to Rav Zvi, the Mishneh and Rav's member of Yehusha Tzipur Menachem Kohen Zelvies has reference to both. So why does Rav say only Tzipur Menachem? Because according to Rav Zvi, the whole halacha of Manish Loshten applies only to Pikovim, it doesn't apply to Milk. According to Rav Pope, so the Mishnah has reference to Shchivna. The Mishnah has reference to Shchivna. Now, so Tnuma Luplaini Umeis Hitnu Machamis. The man who made Kali Bibori, Rav Zvi, Uwe Manish Loshten. So he says, is because the plainy was came in through the king of my Mishloshtin, that's the safe of the Mishneh. In so Chlema, the deration name Iron my Mishloshtin. So according to Rav Zvi, the safe of the Mishneh has reference to a Misine through my Mishloshtin. So the safe says, if Ruve, let's say it was the Mafkid, and Shimon is the Mifkid, and Ruvain and Shimon and Levi are standing in one room, and Ruvain says to Shimon, the Pikodin that I deposited with you, you give it to Levi, and then Ruvain died, so then it's Hitler Hamise, because at that moment, so Levi acquired title in that Pikodin. That's the same. So, but the Reisha says, so does the Reisha also have reference to an attempted kinyan through my Mishloshtin or not? So Teisa says no. The man the maker before Rav Zvi, who applies the safe of the Mishneh to the case of Bori and my Mishloshtin, in Tzorich Leimadu the Reisha Namai and my Mishloshtin, we don't have to say that the Reisha of the Mishneh according to Rav Zvi also has reference to my Mishloshtin. Umay Reisha get for bed. The main event after the moment we shall have money. Vaire shall read the car. Vashmin on the tip of my give will be star a little moment. But there is such a possible chat that according to Rav Zvi, that the safe of the Mishneh has reference to a king of my Mishloshtin, that the ratio of the Mishneh of Vayim Atu Gezel Mishneh Shtashtik Ezel Avdi Umeis Nifam Mise also has reference to Ikin of Vayim Shloshim. What does it mean? It means that the Baal, so then if we explain the ratio that way, then we have to be gave as 10 get ze lishti. Because Teis is the Brahmas of Vayim Atu Get, so mention two gilses. Whether it's 10 get ze, then Rabbi Tam said, to Ilasinon Klal ze. But if we are gamers ze, then it has reference to a case where the get is already executed, written, signed, everything, ready to be delivered, to be handed over. If we are gamers, so the mail. If we are not gamers ze, so then it can have reference to a get that was not even written as yet, and he just tells him to write and to deliver it. But if we are givers ze, then the ratio of the Mishnah's reference to a get that was already executed, written and signed, but the only thing that was not done yet, it wasn't handed over to the Isha, it wasn't handed over to the Eved, to the Eved. So he says, now, so Tesis mentions in Pasuk Pshat, according to Rav Zvi, that the save of the Mishnah has reference to my Mishloshtim, so the ratio of the Mishnah also has reference to my Mishloshtim. And then we have to begin with 10 Gedze Rishti, 10 Shtar Shichu Zelavdi. So we may sleep like this. And to my Mishloshtim, so what does it mean? That this get was first deposited, let's say, Reuven is the husband. And Shimon is a stranger. But Reuven executed the get, or Ishtar Shichu, written and signed, and then he deposited, sometime before, he deposited that get, or that Ishtar Shichu, that was all written. So he deposited it with Shimon. Shimon is a Nifke. So Shimon is Shemen. And then, because he wrote the get, because he expected to divorce his wife, he wrote the Shtar Shichu because he expected to be Mishacher Eved, but in the meantime, he postponed the handing over of the get or the Shtar Shichu. So since he postponed it, so he deposited with Shimon the get or the Shtar Shichu. Now, so Reuven, the husband, and the husband's wife, and Shimon, who is the Shemer, the Nifke, are standing in one room. And then, and Reuven says to Shimon, Reuven the Mafkid says to Shimon, who is the Shemer, who has been the Shemer over the get, or the Shemer over the Shtar Shichu. So he says, 10 getze, lish, and his wife is standing there. And then, or the Reuven and Shimon, the Shemer, stand there, together with the Eved of Reuven, and he says, 10 Shtar Shichu Zelavdi. And then, that he said, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, as the three of them were standing. And then, before the get was given to the wife, so let's say a few minutes later, before Shimon had an opportunity to give it to the wife, before Shimon had an opportunity to give it to the Eved of Reuven, so he had a heart attack and he died moving. So the Mishnah tells us, Lohit Lachamis. In other words, so what's the Chidesh? We do not say, since Reuven told Shimon, who was the Shemir over the get for a certain time, that he should give the get to the Isha. Or since Reuven told Shimon, who was the Shemir of the Shtar Shichu, that he should give it to his Eved, who was standing in the same room, so at that time he acquired, he was Zeche, the Isha was Zeche in the get, and she became divorced, or the Eved was Zeche in the Shtar Shichu, and he became Yishuchah. So then, 5 minutes later, or 10 minutes later, so before Shimon had an opportunity to hand over, to deliver the get to the Isha or to the Eved, so he died, so it's alright because he already was Mishuchah in the lifetime, or she became divorced in the lifetime of the husband. So we say no. Why not? So this is like this. Today, Reisha, Mam de Beyuri Bore Mam Shlosh, so of the Reisha Nam Ayre Mam Shlosh, Umay Reisha Ket Ko Be'et, in other words, and we are Geireis, ten get Zerish, that the get is, or the Shtar Shichu is fully executed. Wie meine Bären, auch wenn man nicht schaue, meine Bären, weil wir schon nicht in die Kach. Wir schon nicht in die Kach. Because there couldn't be a Kinyan, an effective Kinyan of my Mishloshten, against the will, the das of the Zeire. Now, who has to be king in the get? Who has to be Zeire in the get or in the Shtashir? The Isha or the Emet? Now, if the Isha doesn't want to be divorced, so how could she acquire title in the get? If the Eved does not want to be Mishukha, how could he acquire title in the Shtashichu? So it has reference to a case where the Isha wants to be divorced, where the Eved wants to be Mishukha, to be Mishukha. Why is your Isha Mitzvikach? So why is Lo Yitlach HaMisei after all? Chachom Mo Misakein Ekin of Manish Roshten. So Mele Hefka Bezen Hefka. So in the lifetime of the husband, the Isha acquired title in the Eged. In the lifetime of the Oden, the Eved acquired title in the Shtar Shechol. So Mele, even if he died 5 minutes later, so it shouldn't make any difference. It shouldn't make any difference. Why is Isha Mitzvikach? Vashminon, so why is Lo Yitnu LaHamiseh? The Letiknu Maimit Gimul Bishtar Elabimon. In other words, the Chachomim, after all, my Shloshim, the Akonis Chachomim. So, true, whenever the Akonis Chachomim applies, so then the Raisi acquires title, because of the Keach of Hefka Bezen Hefka. But, the Chachomim were only misaking my Shloshim by money, not by Shtar. What do you mean not by Shtar? But after all, the Shtar is also a piece of paper, so it's worth very little, but it's worth something. So, just as my Mitzvoshten applies to something that is worth $1,000, so it should apply to something that is worth a penny or even half a penny. But, so, does Tetzis mean that that my Mitzvoshten, the Chachomim or Misaki my Mitzvoshten, only in respect to something that has substantial value, not in respect to something that has very little value, let's say like a piece of paper, a piece of parchment? It doesn't make any difference, but what it means, the purpose here is not to give the Isha a gift of a piece of paper, a gift of a piece of parchment. The purpose of this aknoya of my Mishloshten is not to invest the Eved or the Isha with title in a piece of paper, with title in a piece of parchment. This is not the purpose. The purpose is to divorce the Isha. So true that in order to be divorced, she must acquire title in the piece of paper and the piece of parchment. In order that it should be liberated, the Eved must acquire title in the piece of paper and the piece of parchment. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is to divorce. So Mimele, where the purpose of that Knoye is not that the Zeche should have title in the object that he is makne, but that the kinyan should be affected, whether gerush or noshicho or whatever kinyan, so then the chachomim were not misaking the kinyan of my mishloshim, or as the Tetzis uses the loshim leitikim ma'amid gimu bishtar al b'momen, the Ran and the Rii feel it not a loshim. The chachomim were only misaking my mishloshim in something that is good for b'momen, not ishtar. So what do you mean not good for b'momen? The piece of paper is good for b'momen, so it's worth a penny, it's worth every penny, but it's good for b'momen. But the answer is that's not the purpose of the aknoy of my mishloshim. This, in order that he should be mishdevet, should be mishukha, in order that the isha should be divorced, he must be zeicha in the piece of paper. But that's not the purpose. The purpose, the main purpose, is something that is not good for money. That through the zeicha in the piece of paper, so the isha herself should become divorced. The eved himself should be liberated from the oven. So that's in the moment. This is the expression that the Ran employed. Oh, no more the play no basic lahamis. You can make your big more be my mishosh. You should more get a plane in basic money. Who must be not the daft to be money. For the get me shaft, the shiho, a few of the my mishosh to you eat you like Mise. The behave in high. The tone, be money eat no. Oma, we get the shtashich, or lo yitnu. הוא ביקר פשיטת עם המשרוש כמו נענה, הוא הקצינו רבו את המשרוש כמו בלי בסחוס, אבל בלי בלחי בו לוי, אבל בשטר שיחו צורך תלנו, המים ומחנה מידים מהמשרוש כמו שעושה לחכונים, שיזכה כזכה, אבל מכאן יש לי ומי, שהוא התיק לחכונים בשטר מהמשרוש. ויתאים לבין זה, משום לבי, שלאים לבי דובו שקופים, אומי, איתו אם אמרתי בגלל זוח פוצה זוח לנאבצ'י, כי מרבו נזכר חווי. אבל דובו, שאין קופים אומי, כשטר, ואולי מוצא זוח הבא, לא התקימו רבו לא נדולי נזכר חווי. What does it mean, יצאים קופים אומי? As far as the value of the paper, whether it's worth $1,000 or half a penny, is concerned. So, that is קופים אומי. But that's not the purpose of this skin of minus lotion. The purpose is and any government, that this should be the means whereby the Eved will be Meshucha. This should be the means whereby the Yishe should be divorced. So Mele Shimon couldn't be Zeche for himself in Shechor, he's not an Eved. Shimon couldn't be Zeche himself in the Gerishim, he's not the wife. So Mele it's not Shayach to say that he should be Zeche in the piece of paper, in the parchment, for the purpose of divorcing the wife, for the purpose of liberating them. This is it. Now, so the Ram Thesis rejects that Pshat, but the Ram doesn't reject the Pshat. Thesis rejected Pshat, but the Ram doesn't reject the Pshat. And he says that that's a good Pshat, that according to Rav Zvi, the Sefer of the Mishnah, has reference to Maimon Shloshim, so the Reish of the Mishnah also has reference to Maimon Shloshim. So, and what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that by Shtar, we don't say Minus Losh. So the Chiddush is Ligabi Shtar Shecho. But Ligabi Get Isho, it's no Chiddush altogether. Because even if the Chachomim had been Misake, the Takone of the Kinyan of Minus Losh, Ligabi Shtar, it would not apply to Get anyway. Because the Takone of Minus Losh is only Shayach B'midah Dischus, not B'midah Dechidah. So it's a big Chiddush. B'chidesh, I mean, Gemara doesn't say that. And from Tesis, it's also mashma, that there is no limitation imposed upon the effectiveness of Maimon Shloshim, that it only applies B'midah Dischus, it doesn't apply to B'midah Dechidah. Because Tesis doesn't say that, what Ram says, that if we apply the ratio to Maimon Shloshim, so then the Chiddush is only in respect to Shtar Shecho, but not in respect to Get Isho. Because by the teacher that is a chayim, if my mishloshim is not shayach altogether, Tesis does not say that. So from Tesis it's mashma that if the chachonim had been misakim the kinyan of my mishloshim to ishtar, to something that is not kufim omein, then it would apply to the teacher also, even though it's a chayim. But as long as the isha is willing, she is standing in the same room and she is willing to acquire to be zeiche in the get. So why not? So what if it is a chid? So in other words, we have a machlekes between Tetzves and Ram as to whether the Takon of Maimon Shloshim could apply to something that is a chid. So the Ram says to itkinu rabon of Maimon Shloshim umid bischus al umid chayim aloy, and Tetzves doesn't say it. So but Tetzves says that this is not the pshat. So he says, "Why are you so rich? We are shaming the money." So Tesis rejects the pshat. The Ram does not reject the pshat, and Tesis rejects the pshat. But why does Tesis reject the pshat? Not on any substantive ground, but because of the lotion of the Mishnah. But not on any substantive ground does he reject it. Why does he reject the pshat? They nire she yichalku hamoroyim bireishet masnisin dimar meikelo b'manet shloshim umar b'kisvu utnu elo b'seif edavket liye umayna reishe rikule b'kisvu utnu. In other words, because Rav Netan, you see, Tesis in the Dibra Masko hoim aknu get. So Tesis mentioned two girses. One girse is ten get ze. If we are given ten get ze, then the Mishnah has reference to a get that was already written and signed, executed, complete. If we are given it's not get ze, so then the Mishnah can have reference to a get that was not even written. That was not executed as yet. So Rav Netan is not given as yet. So So, am tam seit am Leben, am tam, wo ich das Ilum klau sehe, da auch Kopf auf Leutone sind, was ich so schon kriegisch. Mit da ich mit Moment, was ich in die Bori, die beschrieben, wo man hier in der Tua, wo ich es mir nahme, wie tolle Sela schmieren schon kriegisch, aber wo meine beschrieben, wo ich habe mir mehr Kissu. Da habe ich mehr Kissu. So, in other words, so I call it am tam, if we are not here as a, if we are not here as a, so then, it, the Mishneh has reference, the ratio of the Mishneh has reference to a get that was not written yet. That was not written yet. So, my relation is cool, and because utnu, because we are not gayers. Here, the Tesis here agrees with Rabbi Tam, that we are not gayers, ze in the ratio of the Mishneh. If we are not gayers, ze, so maybe the ratio of the Mishneh is reference to a get that was not yet written. That was not written yet. ומאי רישו ליקולה בכיסו ותנו, אפילו למען דמייקל לביבורי. אפילו למען דמייקל לביבורי, לא שייך מה משלושתם. So אם ביבורי it's not שייך to say מה משלושתם. Even if the aloha of מה משלושתם would apply to shtores, to something that's not good for me. But מה משלושתם could only apply if the shtar was already written, fully executed. So then the shtar is an object like any other object. Even though the purpose of the aknoy of the Maim Shloshten is not to give, to invest the Zeche in with title in the piece of paper. But even if we were to assume that the Takoy of Maim Shloshten applies to Shtores, but it would only apply to a case where the Shtar is fully executed. So then this Shtar that is fully executed is a Chifetz like any other Chifetz. And even though the purpose is not to invest title in something that is goofy moment, but to affect a certain kinyan, whether it's Gereshin or Shtar Shicho, so then we would say we could consider the effectiveness of Maimon Shloshet. But if it is not even written yet, if it's Kisru, if we are not Geresh, then, but if it's kids who it knew, so then it's not shayach to say my mitzvot. So, the shayach, but if you want to make a rebellion, the shayach my mitzvot, if it's kids who it knew. We have a God, we have a reishe do me the seife. We have a reishe do me the seife, because then, so according to this, is pshah, the seif of the Mishnah's reference, according to Rav Zvi, his reference, to my mishloshtim, and the reishe as reference does not have reference to my mishloshtim, but just to an ordinary directive of kitzvot nu. So there is no parallelism between the reishe and the sefer. So that doesn't matter. Baruch Adonai Reishu Sefer Ein Lochush. Doch Hanav Leman Mikel Bishchimra. According to Rav Kope, that the sefer has reference to Shrimra, we have a reason to do the same way. We call Shashtar Eilat Eilom, Kishenitzar Eilatim. Vahamonik Rukvob Eilom. Let's say the same way is reference to Shrimra, but it is reference to a specific money, a specific object that is already finished. But Mashayikin the Reishe has reference to a Kisvut Nu. So Mamele, it's not Eilom yet, the get is not completed yet, the Shtar Shicho is not completed yet. So Mamele, just as according to Rav Kope, there is no equation between the context of the Sefer and the context of the Reishe. So according to Rav Zvi too, there is no equation between the context of the Sefer and the context of the Reish. So, the Reish is in the Kol Kol Shashtar, and we start with the Kol Kol Beilo. Abo Baab, the Gimore, Muchach Mereish, the Seifa Ayre Bibori, the Seifa Ayre Bibori, because that's the Raya of Rav Pope, I mean, that's the Raya of Rav Zvi, I'm sorry, that's the Raya of Rav Zvi, of Raya Zil, because since the Reish has reference to Bori, because, not to Shrimra, because Shrimra, Shrimra, so even if he doesn't say you, so is Nasty. So Mamele, so Rav Zvid was Midayik from the fact that the Reishe does not have reference to Tuei Shchivra, but Tuei Bori is on Mele Deseive, also as reference to Tuei Bori in Atei Shchivra. So we do see that according to Rav Zvi, there is a parallelism between the context of the Seife and the context of the Reishe. So that only means that there is a parallelism, there is an equation in respect to the kind of person that the Mishnah is reference to. Whether the Mishnah is reference to a Shrimra person or to a Bori person. But that doesn't mean that there is an equation, a complete equation between the context of the Seife and the configuration. ואף אדם ויגמור את מוכח מראי שמסיף היה מבורי, אבל הוא בואי ולסיף את מראי ש... היו שמי סמרו בכל אחד גרלה, אבל מקום כן מבואי לשמור אותם. All right, I just explained the thesis, but this thesis is מרב סניגר. It's מרב סניגר. I mean, Tetzah says that, and Tetzah doesn't say the same thing that Ram says, that the Chiddush in the Mishnah would be in respect to Shtar Shecho and not in respect to Yetisha. But, and even the Ram says that the Chiddush is only in respect to Shtar Shecho, in respect to Yetisha, there is no Chiddush, it's in the portion. So why do you say it's in the portion? Because the Takone of Mamash Moshe can only apply to something that is Ischus, not to something that is Chiddush. So that in itself is a Chiddush. But otherwise, there is nothing wrong, except for the fact. So both the Ram and Teisve say in effect that there is nothing wrong in being migarish a wife through the kinyan of Mamash Loshten if the aloch of Mamash Loshten would apply to Shtos. But the Chachomim will not misaken Mamash Loshten to Shtos, by Shtos. They were only misaken by money, something that is good for money. Not where the purpose of the Shchiya is not in order to have title in the piece of paper, but in order to affect a certain kinyan. In such a case, the Chachomim were not misaken the kinyan of Mamash Loshten. But if the Chachomim had been misaken, if the Chachomim had intended to apply the Takone of Mamash Loshten to Shtores, so then if a Baal would say to the Shemer of the Get, 10 Getzeh, Rish, and then 5 minutes later, he would have a heart attack and he would die, so then the Yishe would be considered divorced. How could the Yishe be considered divorced? There is a Roche of Vinosa Miyodo. So there has to be a direct Nisine, Miyada Baal Yad Yishe. And we said that the same Aloche applies to Shtar Shecho also. Not like the Teres Gittin, that by Shtar Shecho there is no Aloche of Nisine. Listen, anyway, let's forget Shtar Shecho for a moment. But Getisha certainly requires Nisine. I mean, no one would say for a moment that Getisha doesn't require Nisine, direct Nisine. So it's a double portion that if the Baal gives the get to the Isha, but instead of handing it over directly from his hand into her hands, he'll just put it on the table, and she's standing at the table, and she'll pick it up from the table. Then it's no Gerush. I said, that's the Gerush of Galaki. But if he doesn't give it to her, but it remains in the possession of the Shemer. But he said to the Shemer, 10 Gezel Ishti, and the wife stands in the same room. So if the Chachomim had intended to apply the Takone of Mamash Loshten to Shtores, then she would be migreshes, even though 5 minutes later the husband died before he had the opportunity to hand over the get to his wife. So she still would be migreshes. Why? Because of the kinyan of Mamash Loshten. So what's about the halacha of kinyan? What's the halacha of kinyan? I mean, this is Merav Sinigre. This is Merav Sinigre. Now, the Ksenis assumes that according to Rashi, in Hazirik, the Gemara in Hazirik about Shrimra,